This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf Ashura. Tonight's blad is Daf Hey Yomen Aleph. Yeah? Daf Hey Yomen Aleph. So we're going to start from Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, we're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the top. That's what we're up to. Just, I guess we'll say outside what the Gemara said until now, even though it's not related. The Gemara spoke about the concept that it's possible for a person to be taken out of the world before his time. For example, a certain situation where the Malach HaMavah summoned one woman and his agent got it mixed up and they took the wrong woman. So the Malach HaMavah said, once you took her here, let's keep her here. And, it's like in a hospital, they operate on the wrong person. So they summoned the wrong person. And the reason that was possible is because this woman basically burned her foot. Her mazel was weakened, so they took her away. So the question is, but it wasn't time for her to die yet. So basically the Malach HaMavah says, I keep her in escrow until it's time for her to die, and only then I give her to Duma. So what do you do with the extra years? If there's a young Talmud Chacham who is Maver on his Midos, he gets the extra years. So sort of they'll split the reward for those extra years.
Children or anything like that.
The what?
Their kids, her kids.
Her kids?
Children, no.
No, they don't get it, no. Right. Okay, so now we're continuing the theme of different psukim that elicited crying from different Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaikra abachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried. This is a pasuk in Eiv. So the pasuk says like this. God said to the Satan, yeah, look at my Eved Eiv. There's nobody like him in the world. He's wholesome, he's straight, he fears God, he turns from evil, and he maintains his wholesomeness. And the Satan incited me against him, God says, to swallow Eiv for no reason. God is saying the Satan incited God to kill Eiv. The Satan said, well, you know, he never had challenges. That's why he's a big tzaddik. If he would have had challenges, then he wouldn't have been such a big tzaddik. So the Satan incited God to kill Eiv. Can you imagine such a thing? Where God allowed himself to be provoked and to do something kiviyachal against his better judgment. You know, can we say something that God would allow would do something against his better judgment? When he got to this pasuk about to Siseini, and you incited me against him, levaloi chinam, to swallow him for nothing. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Eved sharabai mesisin loy, a servant, a slave, that his master is incited against him, v'niseis, and he allows himself to be incited, takani yashloi, is there any hope? Meaning, if you have a master who allows himself to be incited against the Eved, is there any hope for the Eved? That's sort of a helpless situation for the Eved. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahaikra, when he got up to this pasuk, bachi, he cried. Hein b'kedoshav lo yamin, behold, in his holy ones, he does not believe. God does not even trust in his holy ones, right? That's why I did Gemara today in Avodah Zarah, that it says, Elaka de Meir aneni, the God of Meir, answer me. So the Marsha asks, how could Rabbi Meir associate his name with God? God does not associate with the living, right? God would say, like, hey, Avram, and Pachad Yitzchak. So God does not even trust his holy ones, his sanctified ones. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ibe kadoshav la yamin, if God does not trust his holy ones, b'man yamin, who does he trust? If he can't trust his holy ones, who could he trust? Okay. Yoyim achad have a ka'azal ba'orcha. One day Rabbi Yochanan was going on the road. Chazi Elahu Gavra, he saw a guy that have a minkad te'eni. He was picking figs. Shavik hanach dematu, he left the ones that were ripe. V'shaka hanach delay matu, and he took the ones that were not ripe. A little bit, you know, counterintuitive, right? In other words, he took the ones that were not ripe. Amarlei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, lav hani malin tvei, aren't the ripe ones better? Amarlei, so the guy said, no, hani l'orcha b'inon, I need them for the road. Hani notron, the ones that are not ripe will last. V'hani loy notron, the ones that are ripe will not last. In other words, I'm better off taking the ones that are not ripe. They'll stay fresher longer. Oh, Master, Rabbi Yochanan said, hainu d'chsevei mikdoshav layamin. This is the pshat in the pasuk. God does not trust does not believe in his holy ones. Meaning, just like it's sort of counterintuitive that somebody would pluck the figs that are not ripe. Why? Because they could remain good, but the figs that are ripe, the better figs, might turn sour. So too, the tzaddikim, God may take out of the world early, because maybe they'll turn sour. This is God preserves them to keep them preserve them in the state that they're in. Rashi says, "Hainu d'chsev hatoivos yarei penyirkvo." The good ones, he's afraid maybe they'll rot. Af habachurim hatzadikim neachazin lemisa penyachtu. Just like he doesn't take the ripe ones because they'll rot, God does take the tzadikim so that they don't sin. So somebody who passes away early, it doesn't mean they're being punished. It could be God. God is trying to save them, preserve them.
Didn't we have a whole Gemara about when somebody will die and the reasons for it?
Yeah.
So is this counter to
somebody? I mean, the Gemara said in the end of Ma'id Katan that right, if somebody dies young, that it's a kares or it's a... But here, look, we're learning there could be other cheshbonos. It could be these cheshbonos don't apply for those ages mentioned in the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara says 50 to 60 is kares. Could be this is not true for those ages. Okay, says the Gemara. Really, Eini, is that Eini? It's not true. V'ha hahu talmida dehava b'shavavuse de Rebbe Alexandri. There was a student in the neighborhood of Rebbe Alexandri, v'shachav adazutar, and he died young. V'amar, and Rebbe Alexandri said, you know why the kid died young? Iboy hay merabanan. If he wanted, look at Rashi. Rashi says, if this rabbi would have gone on the right path, Havachai, he would have lived. Meaning Rabbi Zandri said, you know why the person died young? Because he wasn't living the right life. But if he would have lived correctly, he wouldn't have died. V'emisa, and if this is so, Dilma mehen b'kdoshav lo yamenhava. Maybe this guy was from those who God doesn't trust his holy ones, and he takes them away before they go sour. So how do you know the person didn't act properly? How do you know the person died young because he wasn't acting properly? Maybe he died because he was a big tzaddik. Says the Gemara, no, we know he wasn't a big tzaddik. Hahu mevayit b'rabbis of Hava. He would literally kick his rabbis. He would kick his rabbeim. Now, what did he do? Says Rashi, mevayit b'rabbis of Hava. Rabbi Alexandri haya makar b'ay. Alexandri knew shaloi haya min hakadoshim. Why? What did he do already? And we're going to see he didn't stand up for his rabbeim. Because we have a pasuk, it says, "V'toiv lo yia l'rasha." It won't be good for the wicked. V'la yarech yomim, and he won't live long. Katzel asher einenu yare mlefnelikim, like the shadows, meaning it will not be good for the wicked, and he will not live long, like a shadow that's fleeting, because he doesn't fear God. Now, what does it mean to fear God? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Kedushin Lam Gimel Beis, V'tanya Maseches Kedushin, Moira zu eni yodea mahu. We don't know what this fear refers to. Kshu oimer v'hadarta pnei zaken v'yareisim leikecha hava oimer mayra zu kavod chachamim. When it says to fear God, it means to honor tamid chachamim. So since he did not stand up for his rabbeim, he was clearly somebody who Rashi labels a rasha, and we know he died young as a punishment. We look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, mevay perabois v'ava v'chein ikal omeimer b'ahid perakam d'shas be'echot shemes. There was a guy who died young, and his wife brought his tefillin into the Beis Medrash. Amra, and the woman was sort of incredulous. She said, "The Torah is ki chayech v'erich yomecha. My Baal, he learned a lot. He learned Chumash. He learned Mishnah. How could he die in the Middle Ages?" And they didn't give her an answer. Says Tosfos, "You know what the answer is? He didn't stand up for his rabbi."
Is this an essay?
Myra is an essay.
So when you say Misa for
why chayv misa? It's an assay.
This was just a simon that he.
I didn't know.
This was a simon that he wasn't a good person. He didn't stand up for his rebbeim. So that doesn't mean that was the specific reason that he died. We just know he wasn't a good person.
Did I detect the Torah, like the certain aspect of the Torah?
Right. Says kidvar Hashem baza he karis tikaris. If you disgrace the word of God, there's a chi of karis. The Gemara says that refers to a someone who's mevaza tamei chachamim, someone who has time to learn and he wastes his time. Bittul Torah, there's a chiv misa. It's included in ki dvar Hashem baza. Right, because pasha is a good kasha. There's no chiv misa for natsa. It's only an asay. So, but look at Rashi. Rashi says It's really a pasuk in Koheles. It says v'toy v'lo yiyah l'rasha v'lo yarech yomim katzel. Why? Because asher lo yar eino yarim lefnei elokim. That means there's a pasuk in Koheles that, according to Rashi, is saying that someone who doesn't stand up for his rabbeim. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan kimat el haikra bachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he got up to this pasuk, he would cry. Now, it's a good thing Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes, because there were a lot of pasuk that got him crying. Right, first he cried when he got to Vatis Siseni, then he cried when he got to this pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan was this, and we're going to see other pasukim that made Rabbi Yochanan cry. Rabbi Yochanan kimat el haikra bachi v'karavdi aleichem la mishpat. I think this is a pasuk Malachi, yeah. V'karavti aleichem la'mishpat, I will approach you, I will bring you close in judgment. V'ayisi eid memayir, and I will be a swift witness. V'amechashefim, because of your sorcery, uv'amenoafim, and because of your adultery, uv'anishbo'im la'sheker, because of swearing falsely. Uv'oishke schar sacher, and because of you withholding the wages of a worker. Now it's interesting, the group of Averis listed here. Kishuf is Chiyuv Misa, Niyuf is Chiyuv Misa, Nishba LaSheker is a very serious crime. And Oishke Schar Sachir is only what? Tenasei, B'yoyma Titein Scharai. But Hashem says, I'm going to summon you swiftly to judgment. I'm going to be a quick witness. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Eved Sherabai Mekarvai, an Eved whose Rebbe comes close to him, his master comes close, ledunai, to judge him, umimaher leidai, and swiftly testifies against him. Takana yeshlai, he's up the creek without a paddle. An eved who the master is running to testify, bring him to court and to say edos, the guy's in big trouble. Meaning, if this is top of the list on the master's totem pole and his priority list to get bring the eved to court and to testify against him, this guy's in big trouble. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taka, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai. Oilanu, woe to us, sheshakal aleinu akasav, that the Torah is equating kalos kechamorais, light averos like severe averos. Now, what are the kalos and what are the chamorais? Rashi says the kalos are oishke schar sacher, withholding wages, and the chamorais are mina niyuf and kishuf. Now, by the way, it doesn't mean they're equal. Certainly, niyuf and kishuf is going to be punished more severely than being oishek schar. It just means they are equally punished. Meaning, the same way God punishes for a chamor, he punishes for a kal. He doesn't overlook either. It doesn't mean he punishes them both the exact same amount. Certainly, niyuf, adultery, is worse than withholding wages. It just means he equally visits punishment for both. Right, like the story of the Gra. In other words, Hashem cares equally if somebody doesn't make a bracha achrayna or if somebody kills. It doesn't mean it's the same punishment. It's just neither of them are forgotten or neglected or overlooked. There's a din v'cheshbon for everything. Okay. Amar Rish Lakish, kal hamate dinoy shel ger, kilo mate dinoy shel mala. Anyone who perverts the din of a convert, by the way, I forgot to speak out. The Shagasari says, all the way in the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan, when he got to the Pasuk, that God allowed himself to be incited by the Satan for nothing. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan cried because Rabban Shem will allow himself to be persuaded by the Satan for nothing. Eoiv was not punished for nothing. Right? The Gemara says in Saita, on Daf Yod Aleph, Gimel Hayu Ba'isa Itza. Remember, there were three people in the advice. There was who? There was Bilam, Yoiv, and Yisrael. Yisrael ran away, so he was rewarded. And Yoiv was Shasak, so he was punished with Yisurim. And Bilam advised, so he was killed. But we see that, how could the Gemara says Yoiv was punished for no reason? He was punished because he was Shasak. So the Shagasari says in the Tori Evan, Hashem not allowed the Satan to incite him, he never would have been punished so severely. So they're both true. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says anyone who perverts the din of Ger, Anyone perverts the din of a ger, it's like he's perverting the din of Shamayim, of God's din, as if God himself was a defendant and you perverted God in his court case. Shenemar umate ger. Right, the pasuk says, what are the different averos? Mechashefim, bamenoafim, banishboim lasheker, uve oishke schar sachir. And then when it comes to mate ger, it doesn't say uve mate ger, it just says umate ger. So since it doesn't say uve mate ger, we could read it umati ger. Umati, you perverted my justice. Umate ger, if you pervert the judgment of a ger, umati, you could read it. You perverted my case. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, the end of that pasuk is v'lo yireuni. I'm going to bring you close to judgment, and I'm going to be a swift witness because of all your sins, because you did not fear me. I'm Rav Chanina bar Papa. Kala oisa davar. Anyone who does something umischaret boy and regrets it, moichlin loy miyad. You get immediate mechila. You do something wrong, you know, and then you regret it. Oyvei, what did I do? That was dumb. I shouldn't have done that. Then Hashem forgives you immediately. Moichaloy miyad. Shenemar, v'lo yireuni. I'm going to punish you because you didn't fear me. Ha yireuni, but if you would fear me, moichaloy miyad.
Is this tshuva? Is it not tshuva?
So what is this? Since when, if you fear God, you get your sins taken away? You have to do tshuva, right? So the chayra, what?
You have to wait.
So let's assume it's tshuva for a minute. Otherwise, what is it? Right? So let's assume it's tshuva. Now, what are the averus mentioned here? There's some pretty serious averus here. And it's saying all you got to do is tshuva. Is that true? If you violate an avera and you do tshuva, it wipes away an avera? Yeah. Guys, does tshuva work if you just do tshuva without anything else? Yeah. Tshuva works on Yuma Pevav. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, right? Arba Chiluke Kapara. There are four categories of Kapara. What Avera does Tshuva work for alone? An Aseh. So Rashi says, we're talking about someone who did Tshuva, and it's talking about... Look at Toisus. Toisus says, Ha yiruuni meichlin. If you do tshuva, your Hashem is meichel. Gabe oishek schar sacher ksiv. This is said by a lav. Now, not withholding wages is a lav. Does tshuva work on a lav according to the Tanya Bei Shmuel? No, tshuva only works on a aseh. Right, Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that if somebody does an aseh and he does tshuva, eino izaz mikana shemeichlin lemiyad. Avar alav, and he did tshuva. Tshuva toile v'yisur v'yom kippur mechaper. Lav sheish by kares. Tshuva v'yom kippur toilin misa mechaper. Achil Hashem. Tshuva yom kippur yisurin ar toile ad yom hamisa. So here it's saying that if you do tshuva, it wipes away a lav. That's against the Gemara in Yuma. Toisus asks. Look at Toisus. Gabe oishik schar sachik siv. Da havele loisase. Upliga de Rabbi Shmuel. It's a machloikis. He's arguing on the Tanya Bei Rabbi Shmuel in the last perek in Yuma that he says tshuva is toila and Yom Kippur is mechaper. That tshuva suspends and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Because there is another braisa there that says that on both an ase and a loisase tshuva is mechaper. So this Gemara of this teaching of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa is going like the other braisa. I thought so. Who could do that? Because that's the thing. There's a braisa that argues on that Tana Dvei Rav Shmuel, so he's going like the braisa. But I think it is. Then Tosafot says it could be there are different kinds of tshuva. There it's talking about, you know, we could have said that if you do tshuva me'ahava, tshuva me'ahava works alone on all averas.
He said in my cutting that if a person mourns appropriately for an Adam Kasher, is also my friend.
My man.
By the way, just as an aside, check out, they gave a little clip this morning on the Parsha, this week's Parsha. Remember the Gemara said in my cutting that if you mourn excessively, then you're going to end up mourning on more children?
It's
The story by Rav Huna. The story Rav Huna is it's mashma. The Chacham Tzvi says the whole story is merumas in a pasuk in this week's parasha. Yeah. Check it out. I'll send it out after. Very gishmak. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Yochanan, Avi, good. So far, we're good.
Yeah.
You approve? Okay, fine. Rabbi Yochanan kimati laikra. Rabbi Yochanan, when he got to this pasuk, so how many times did Rabbi Yochanan cry? He cried by Vatasisenu. He cried by Bekarav Teilechel Mishbat. And Rabbi Yochanan kimati laikra bachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he got to this pasuk, he cried. Ki es kol maase loikim. Ki es kol maase for all actions. Haloikim yavi b'mishbat. God will bring to justice. Al kol nelam for everything that's hidden. That means God's going to visit punishment for everything. So Rabbi Yochanan cried, Eved sherabai shoykalo shkagos kizdoinos, a slave that his master equates accidental to intentional takana yeshlai, does he have any remedy? Because it says even for things that are hidden, even for things that the person themselves didn't realize they were doing wrong, even if it's nela mimenu, he didn't know. Rashi says, sha'asa shoygeg, a person's going to be punished for. Now again, it doesn't mean that you'll get equal punishment. It just means you're the same way mazid is not overlooked, shoygeg is not overlooked.
It's on the hook.
You're on the hook. Mayaik al kol nelam, what does it mean for everything that's hidden? What's an example of an avera that a person might do that he didn't even realize is an avera? Amarav, ze ha-hoire kina b'fnei chaverai. Someone who kills a louse in front of his friend. Yeah? So, v'nimasvan, his friend is disgusted by it. His friend is, ugh, like, you know, there's a louse climbing up your student and you kill it. And you didn't realize your friend is echoed by it. Now, I'm sure he could get over it. He doesn't need permanent therapy for either. He doesn't even have to go to therapist one time. But he's still bothered by it. Bothers him. So that's an example. A person unknowingly did something wrong. He disgusted his friend.
What is that?
You hurt your friend.
Be punished on that. Like, what is that? Why would Hashem do that?
Sounds like he caused your friend sar.
Even if it's charging, and what is?
What avera is causing someone sar?
No, but like you want, you know, you're disgusted by it, you know, so you kill it for yourself, or like, I mean, what's going on?
Guess he should have stepped out. I mean, what
do? Like, how does someone?
What should the person have done?
What could he do differently?
Call the mosquito sprayers. I don't know.
Like, well, so how do you live with it?
But maybe that's the point: is that you didn't have control. It was going to happen anyway.
No. So it's there's an interesting machlokes between Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and my Rosh Hashiva. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a famous shmuz that when it comes to hurting someone's feelings, even if you couldn't have helped it, you'll still be punished. Because the way the Rebbe Hashem set up the world is that if you cause someone sar, you will be punished, even if it's a complete oinus. And that's a famous yisayid in Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And my Rosh Hashiva held that it's not shayach that the Rebbe Hashem would create a system where a person will get oinish for something that he could not have helped. Okay, that's an interesting machlokes. But I would assume over here you should have been more careful. You know, if you're selling, you should have gone to the side and taken care where you had to. You didn't even realize the guy would be echoed by it. The Gemara continues, the guy had some phlegm in his throat and he cleared his throat and he didn't realize his friend was disgusted by it. Even though you couldn't, that your mamish couldn't have controlled. Then the pasuk says, Hashem will punish mitoiv, mayim toiv imro. What does it mean God will punish whether it's good or bad? How could you be punished for something that's good? How can you be punished for something that's good? So you ready for this?
No.
How do you punish for a mitzvah? Amri debe Rav Yane, zeha noisin tzedakah l'ani b'farhesia. You give an ani tzedakah publicly. So you ashamed the guy. So very nice, you gave him a few bucks, but you embarrassed him. You should have done it privately. So you'll actually be punished for what you did.
Well, her, this is if he didn't come up to you, I'm assuming.
I guess, right. In other words, the guy's there, and you could have waited a minute for everyone to leave the shul. Like what? You mean
all these
the collectors?
The collectors coming in shul.
I guess that's called the achnas. Ki hod Rabbi Yanai. Ki hod Rabbi Yanai, like the case of Rabbi Yanai, Chazil hu gavra. He saw a guy to have a koyav zuzel anim farhesya. He saw a guy. He was giving money to a poor man publicly. Amar le. So he said to him, mutav delo yavdele. It's better that you didn't give it to him a hashta than what you did now, the yavale, that you gave it to him a kisafta. You'd be better off not giving him the tzedakah. Wow. Should I give you two more examples of mitzvahs that you get punished for? No. First of all, the Kaf HaChaim says that if you talk in shul, you're better off not coming. You're going to be punished. You're better off not coming.
Give a whole shir on learning.
The other thing was, Rabbi first told me, then Rabbi Chaim Knievsky in Parshas Balak, if you learn by Chazar Sashatz, not only do you not get Tzchai, you're going to be punished for it. So somebody once asked me, Shaila, let's say somebody makes a Siyam, and you know that he learned during Chazar Sashatz. Could you go to Siyam? So I figured I'll call Rabbi first. So he told me I should go. Right?
Inside joke? Probably.
No, he said we could give the guy Chizik. Maybe he'll do Tshuva. Oh, but it was a better Shaila, right? Because it was during the 9 days. Right? It was better during the 9. So here it is. I'm eating meat at a non-Siyam. And, oh, one second. And it was Erev Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah Berurah says within 3 days of Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't.
Massive.
And there were guys at the Siyam who had just asked me whether you're allowed to make a Siyam, and then I told them no. But Kol Zeachnes, he told me I should not to Siyam. Anyway. Fine.
So then it works then.
What?
So then it works.
Okay. The Bay Reb Shila, Amri, in the house of Reb Shila, they said, Zeh hanoisen tzedakah le'isha b'seser. If you give money, you give tzedakah to a woman secretly. So why? Better off not giving her. The kamaisi le'li dechshada. Because you're bringing her to suspicion. Because, wait a second, this woman never had a dime. All of a sudden, she has a lot of money, and the last thing we know is a man handed her money in secret. So what are people going to think? Why did he hand her the money? You know, she serviced.
What about in general class, yeah?
To a woman or anybody?
A woman.
Could you give a woman tzedakah for hesya? Again, we have the other problem, but for hesya, it's embarrassing. I assume if somebody's collecting outside on the street, then...
They do here. They have it all the time here.
You don't have a choice. What are you going to say? Come into my office?
No, or maybe give it... I don't know. Is it a problem? I don't
know. I'm assuming the case of Arhesi is where you have the option of giving a bitzina. In other words, you know someone's poor. So you're taking the initiative to give them tzedakah. So, yeah, put it in their mailbox instead of finding them dafka, but publicly. But the guy's collecting publicly, so, you know.
Make like an announcement that you're collecting for this family. Saying, like,
you can't do it b'chash, then you can't do it b'chash. I mean, so where are you? That's all.
There must be a neutral land. In other words, there's a difference between in a dark cave and you know, fine. Rava Omar, Zeha Meshagar Le'ishtai Basar She'en Mechutok Be'Avei Shabbasos. Rava says, you know it's an example of doing a mitzvah you're going to be punished for? Sending meat to your wife where it's not cut, where you didn't take out the forbidden fats, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there's no time to remove the forbidden fats. So the woman's going to feel the pressure. She knows that if she doesn't prepare the meat, her husband's going to wring her neck. So she'll quickly prepare the meat, but she won't take out the forbidden fats.
What mitzvah is this?
Covered Shabbos.
Forbidden fats? They're forbidden fats?
Yeah.
Like the neighbors.
Chelev, Gid, Hanasha, yeah.
Absolutely.
You have to, it's called, there's an English word, a porger.
Devisceration.
Or a porger. There's a porger, someone who takes out the forbidden sinews. Okay, or somebody saying devisceration. We'll go with his word.
I learned something new.
Okay. We always learn something new. Okay. Ay, v'harava meshager. Rava did. Rava sent to his wife. Who is Rava married to? Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chizda. I feel like we had that in Moed Katan, right? Mm-hmm. Rava meshager. V'harava meshager. Shani bas Rav Chizda. Kim lagavei. She's the daughter of Rav Chizda. She has this down to Bekia. She knew her stuff. Another pasuk that made Rabbi Yochanan cry.
Number 5.
Yeah, is it number 5?
I think so.
We have the pasuk v'atisiseni by levalai chinam. We have the pasuk of v'karavte lechem lamishpat v'yisi eid memaher. We have the pasuk of Ki es kol maso lekim yavi b'mishra al kol ne'lam.
The one we just did.
We have the what?
One we just did now.
And now we have the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaykra
b'achi. Right. So what's the number five?
I think this is number four, no? Did I miss one? Okay.
Doing number five.
He said like this. V'hoya ki simtsena oysoi rois rabbis v'tzareis. It will be when you will find yourself with many evils and travails. So you'll find it. That means if you're finding it, your master is making you find it. Eved sherabai mamtsiloi rois v'tzareis. An eved that his master is causing him to find evils and sorrows. Takana Yeshay, does he have any hope? Now what's his double lashon? Rois v'tzareis. My rois v'tzareis. Amar Rav. Rois shenasos tzareis zulazu. Rois that become tzareis one to the other. Kagoin, for example. Zibura v'akraba. You get a wasp bite and a scorpion bite. That's bad news. Rashi says, because it says in Avodah Zarah, in Perek Ein Ma'amidin, that hot water is good for a scorpion bite and cold water is good for a wasp bite. So basically, you're up the creek without a paddle. You have hot, you can't have cold. It's like Nebuch, somebody who has an autoimmune disease, so he can't take, what? What is it again? He can't...
Antibiotics?
Yeah, you can't take antibiotics, so then you're prone to infection. You know, it's something.
It's a counter.
It's like you have two issues, 22. And you can't cure. The way to cure one is by hurting the other.
Catch
22. Srili calls it a catch 22. Okay. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Ze hamamtzi loy mo yisloni b'shas doichoy. This is someone who gives money to a poor man at the time of his difficulty. So the question is, what in the world does it have to do with anything? What does it have to do with the price of tea of China? Is someone who is mamtzi mois to an ani b'shas doichai? This has anything to do with what we just said, rois v'tzareis? So Rashi learns it's going on what was mentioned earlier. Ala elkoi, Rashi says. It says God will punish you for a good maisa. What is a good maisa? You know what it means God will punish for a good ma'isa? Someone who dafka gives tzedakah to the ani in his time of need. If he would have had the money before, then he could have bought food for a good price. But now that he's in the time of need, he's going to get ripped off for his purchase. So in other words, someone who waits for the last moment to give the ani dafka when the ani needs, he's not going to get a bang for his buck. So the ani is going to get ripped off. So you're going to be punished for that.
You should give, but you can still cause the
In other words, somebody who gives the money dafka when the prices are high.
You did it intentionally, like you could have given it earlier.
So let's see in that situation, it's better not to give?
No. What's the situation? Should you have given beforehand?
Should. That's the purpose of the puzzle.
In other words, why are you punished? Are you not rewarded? And all these good things that you do, are you not rewarded at all? Or you're rewarded, but the totality is, in general, it's a bad thing. Look at Rava quotes an idiom now, a statement. Amar Rava, Hainu da Amri Enshi. This is what people say. This is the common refrain. Zuza la'alala lo'ishchicha. Money to purchase food is not common. Letlisa, but to hang up a basket, shchiach, it's common. Meaning, the money for people to use productively, that's hard to come by. But for people to throw in the garbage, that's easy to come by. Rashi says, "V'linira liknois b'shas hadchak," to purchase at a time of need, mazoin food shehu toila b'sale, that you hang in the basket. That's what's called latlisa. Money for people to buy food at a time of plenty is not common. But money for people to buy at when the price is bad, that's more common. Okay, and the Gemara, the last Gemara we do tonight, Bechara Api Boy Bayayim Ahu, this is the continuation of the Pasuk. Actually, this is the beginning of the Pasuk of Mitzau Rois Rabbis. Bechara Api Boy Bayayim Ahu, Va'azavtim. I'll be angry at you on that day, and I'll forsake you. V'starti panei mehem, I'm going to hide my face from you. This is a very, in a way, a beautiful idea. Amar of Bardila Bartivyumi Amarav. Kol she'enoi behester panim. Anyone who's not subject to hester panim, enoi mehem is not a yid. Only a yid could be subject to hester panim. God only hides his face from a Jew. How does that make any sense? Because if we're saying that God's hiding his face from you, that means typically he would be countenancing you. He's gairis you. So if he's gairis you, you can only not be gairis something that you were once gairis. If you're never gairis it, then he's not hiding from it, right? So, in other words,
you were naive, but then you weren't.
You can only be upset about somebody that you had a relationship with. Someone who you don't care about.
You never met him before.
Yeah, I have no shaykhis to you. And then, weiter. Kosha einoi bivahaya la'achoyal einoi mehem. Anyone is who is not subject to, you will be consumed by them, is also not a yid. Only a yid is subject to this klala of vahaya la'achoyal, that you will be looted by the nations of the world. Because this is the beginning of the pasuk of Umitzau Rois Rabbis Vitzaris. So since we brought that in, that Rabbi Yochanan cried when he got to Bahayakis and Tenor Oisai Rois Rabbis Vitzaris, so we darsh in the beginning of the pasuk. Alright, Rabbi Oisai, thank you for coming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.